The answering machine clicked, and my wonderfully urbane message began to play. "Hello, I'm not in right now, but I'll get back to you right away if you'll please leave a message. After the beep. Thank you." What fabulous vocal tone. What acid wit. A truly great message altogether. It sounded nearly human. I was very proud. I breathed in again, listening to the melodic beep that followed. "Hi, it's me." A female voice. Not Deborah. I felt one eyelid twitch in irritation. Why do so many people start their messages with, "It's me"? Of course it's you. We all know that. But who the hell are you? In my case, the choices were rather limited. I knew it wasn't Deborah. It didn't sound like LaGuerta, although anything was possible. So that left... Rita?
I'm sorry, I...
A long breath, sighing out.
"Listen, Dexter, I'm sorry. I thought you would call me, and then when you didn't, I just..."
Another long breath out.
"Anyway, I need to talk. Because I realized... I mean... Oh, hell. Could you, call me? If... you know."
I didn't know. Not at all. I wasn't even sure who it was. Could that really be Rita? Another long sigh.
"I'm sorry if..."
And a very long pause. Two full breaths. In deeply. Out. In deeply. Then blown out abruptly.
"Please call me, Dexter. Just..."
A long pause. Another sigh. Then she hung up. Many times in my life, I have felt like I was missing something. Some essential piece of the puzzle that everybody else carried around with them without thinking about it. I don't usually mind, since most of those times it turns out to be an astonishingly stupid piece of humania, like understanding the infield fly rule or not going all the way on the first date. But at other times, I feel like I am missing out on a great reservoir of warm wisdom, the lore of some sense I don't possess that humans feel so deeply they don't need to talk about it and can't even put it into words. This was one of those times. I knew I was supposed to understand that Rita was actually saying something very specific, that her pauses and stutters added up to a great and marvelous thing that a human male would intuitively grasp. But I hadn't a single clue as to what it might be, nor how to figure it out. Should I count the breaths? Time the pauses and convert the numbers to Bible verses to arrive at the secret code? What was she trying to tell me? And why, for that matter, was she trying to tell me anything at all? As I understood things, when I had kissed Rita on that strange and stupid impulse, I had crossed a line we had both agreed to keep uncrossed. With that thing done, there was no undoing it, no going back. In its own way, the kiss had been an act of murder. At any rate, it was comforting to think so. I'd killed our careful relationship by driving my tongue through its heart and pushing it off a cliff. Boom. A dead thing. I hadn't even thought about Rita since. She was gone, shoved out of my life by an incomprehensible whim. And now she was calling me and recording her breathing for my amusement. Why? Did she want to chastise me? Call me names? Rub my nose in my folly? Force me to understand the immensity of my offense? The whole thing began to irritate me beyond measure. I paced around my apartment. Why should I have to think about Rita at all? I had more important concerns at the moment. Rita was merely my beard, a silly kid's costume I wore on weekends to hide the fact that I was the kind of person who did the things that this other interesting fellow was now doing, and I wasn't. Was this jealousy? Of course I wasn't doing those things. I had just recently finished for the time being. I certainly wouldn't do it again anytime soon. Too risky. I hadn't prepared anything. And yet...